Federal judge strikes down Pentagon press credential rule, administration to appeal. By Jasmine Jordan on March 21, 2026. A federal judge has invalidated the Pentagon's press credentialing policy on constitutional grounds, escalating an ongoing dispute over national security, transparency, and media access inside the Department of War. A U.S. district judge on Friday ruled that the Pentagon's press credentialing policies violated constitutional protections, siding with the New York Times in a lawsuit challenging restrictions implemented under Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. The decision invalidates measures tied to the credentialing policy, including conditions placed on reporters' access and their ability to retain credentials, with the court stating the policy worked to weed out disfavored journalists. Judge Paul Friedman determined the policies ran afoul of both the First and Fifth Amendments, rejecting the administration's argument that tighter controls were necessary to prevent disclosure of classified material. While acknowledging national security concerns, Friedman wrote that national security must be protected but emphasized that, especially in light of the country's recent incursion into Venezuela and its ongoing war with Iran, it is more important than ever for the public to have access to information from a variety of perspectives about government actions. In response to the decision, a spokesperson for the New York Times said, "Americans deserve visibility into how their government is being run," adding that the ruling reaffirms the ability of journalists to report on government actions. An attorney for the Times described the decision as a powerful rejection of efforts to impede freedom of the press. The Pentagon has indicated it will appeal the ruling, with spokesperson Sean Parnell saying, "We disagree with the decision and are pursuing an immediate appeal." The ruling comes after a series of changes introduced throughout 2025 that reshaped how journalists operate inside the Pentagon. Those changes began with the restructuring of the Pentagon Press Corps workspace system. In January 2025, the Pentagon ordered several long-established outlets, including the New York Times, NBC News, NPR, and Politico, to vacate their offices under a new rotation system designed to expand access to the limited correspondence corridor, with new occupants including the New York Post, Breitbart News, One America News Network, and HuffPost. The move drew immediate backlash from legacy media, with executives protesting directly to Pentagon officials, as the Pentagon Press Association said it was shocked and deeply disappointed. And the department later expanded the rotation to double the number of news organizations it is removing from their workspaces. Further restrictions followed in May 2025, when Hegseth issued new rules requiring journalists to obtain escorts in many areas of the Pentagon and limiting access to previously open spaces, including offices of senior Pentagon officials and even certain common facilities. The department cited a series of leaks and incidents involving sensitive information, including the inadvertent disclosure of details about U.S. airstrikes in Yemen in a private messaging chat that included a journalist. Under those rules, reporters were also required to acknowledge responsibilities related to handling sensitive information and were issued new press credentials identifying them within the building. Pentagon leadership said the measures were necessary to protect classified intelligence, warning that unauthorized disclosures could put the lives of U.S. service members in danger. A later policy introduced in 2025 required journalists to sign a formal credentialing agreement acknowledging access restrictions and security protocols. While Parnell wrote in a letter that the agreement does not impose restrictions on journalistic activities, such as investigating, reporting, or publishing stories, rights unequivocally protected by the First Amendment, many major news organizations refused to sign, arguing that the language could chill reporting or expose journalists to penalties. That standoff culminated in October 2025, when reporters from numerous outlets turned in their credentials rather than comply, vacating their Pentagon workspaces after a department-imposed deadline. The Pentagon Press Association described the policy as posing an implicit threat of criminalizing national security reporting and exposing those who sign it to potential prosecution, while Department of War officials said the rules reflected security requirements common across military installations. Pentagon spokesperson Sean Parnell reiterated at the time that the policy did not require journalists to agree with restrictions but only to acknowledge them, emphasizing that the guidelines outline access protocols, escort requirements, and security procedures.